children could even begin to think of stopping it, it spread its bright wings and swept round the theatre, brushing its gleaming feathers against delicate hangings and gilded woodwork. It seemed to have made but one circular wing sweep. Next moment it was perched again on the chair back, and all round the theatre, where it had passed, little sparks shone like tinsel seeds. Then little smoke wreaths curled up like growing plants. Little flames opened like flower buds. People whispered. Then people shrieked. Fire! Fire! The curtain went down. The lights went up. Fire! Cried everyone, and made for the doors. A magnificent idea, said the phoenix complacently. An enormous altar. Doesn't the incense smell delicious? The only smell was the stifling smell of smoke. The little flames had opened now into great flames. The people in the theatre were shouting and pressing towards the doors. Oh, how could you? Cried Jane. Let's get out. Father said, stay here, said Anthea, very pale and trying to speak in her ordinary voice. He didn't mean stay and be roasted, said Robert. Cyril opened the door of the box, but a fierce waft of smoke and hot air made him shut it again. It was not possible to get out that way. They looked over the front of the box. Could they climb down? Look at the people, moaned Anthea. We couldn't get through. And indeed, the crowd round the doors looked as thick as flies in the jam-making season.
I wish we'd never seen the phoenix, cried Jane.
Even at that awful moment, Robert looked round to see if the bird had overheard a speech which, however natural, was hardly polite or grateful. But the phoenix was gone.
Look here, said Robert. I'm not frightened. No, I'm not. The phoenix has never been a skunk yet, and I'm certain it'll see us through somehow. I believe in the phoenix.
The phoenix thanks you, O Robert, said a golden voice at his feet. And there was the phoenix itself on the wishing carpet. Quick, it said, stand on those portions of the carpet which are truly antique and authentic, and... A sudden jet of flame stopped its words. Alas, the phoenix had unconsciously warmed to its subject, and in the unintentional heat of the moment had set fire to the newly darned pieces. The children tried to stamp them out, but when they had done so, only the fabric of the old carpet was left, and that was full of holes. Come, said the phoenix, I'm cool now. The four children got on to what was left of the carpet. Very careful they were not to leave a leg or a hand hanging over one of the holes. It was very hot. The theatre was a pit of fire. Everyone else had got out.
Home, said Cyril.
And instantly the cool draught from under the nursery door played upon their legs as they sat. They were all on the carpet still, and the carpet was lying in its proper place on the nursery floor, as calm and unmoved as though it had never been to the theatre or taken part in a fire in its life. Four long breaths of deep relief were instantly breathed. They were safe. And everyone else was safe. The theatre had been quite empty when they left. Everyone was sure of that. Suddenly,